The target was big and he looked mean, so beating him would look like an important victory. But he talked to no one, greeted no one. He was out of his territory, and several of the other bullies were casting resentful glances at him, sizing him up. There might have been a fight here today even if Ashiel hadn't picked this soup line, this stranger. Sergeant was cool as you please, slipping into place directly in front of the target. For a moment, the target just stood there looking at him as if he couldn't believe what he was seeing. Surely this little kid would realize his deadly mistake and run away. But Sergeant didn't even act as if he noticed the target was there. "Hey," said the target. He shoved Sergeant hard, and from the angle of the push, Sergeant should have been propelled away from the line. But as Ashiel had told him, he planted a foot right away and launched himself forward, hitting the bully in front of the target in line, even though that was not the direction in which the target had pushed him. The bully in front turned around and snarled at Sergeant, who pleaded, "He pushed me." "He hit you himself," said the target. "Do I look that stupid?" said Sergeant. The bully in front sized up the target. A stranger. Tough, but not unbeatable. "Watch yourself, skinny boy." That was a dire insult among bullies, since it implied incompetence and weakness. "Watch your own self." During this exchange, Ashiel led a picked group of younger kids toward Sergeant, who was risking life and limb by staying right up between the two bullies. Just before reaching them, two of the younger kids darted through the line to the other side, taking up posts against the wall just beyond the target's range of vision. Then Ashiel started screaming. "What the hell do you think you're doing, you turd-stained piece of toilet paper?"